Okay, and we are ready to go in 3, 2. Everybody, best show on WFMU, back again for another Tuesday night installment, taking you all the way through till 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you listening live, for those of you listening on the podcast, you could be listening at any point during your life, during our timeline. I don't know when you're hearing this. It could be the middle of the night. It could be the early morning. Who knows? I don't know. We will talk about the podcast in a matter of moments, but first I want to let everybody know the hot music we just heard. You know, there's the two for Tuesday. That's normal radio. But you know what we do here? We go where no show has dared to go. That's right. Three for Tuesday! We go one cut deeper. Two for Tuesday. Yeah. Maybe in February. Not anymore, guys. This is May. Best show, Three for Tuesday. And tonight's Three for Tuesday artist is a young man by the name of Willie Childish. Billy Childish. Billy or Willie? Which one is it? Not sure. We'll say Billy, though. We heard three cuts. Actually, not just from Billy Childish, from The Head Coats, one of my favorite bands of all time, I guess I would have to say. If I think about it now, you don't think about things like that. Then you do when you're like, boing. Okay. I love The Head Coats. And we heard from their album, Heavens to Murgatroyd even. It's The Head Coats already. Girl of Matches. Before that, from the Earls of Swavedom album on the Crypt record label, we heard No Escape. And from the Elementary Head Coats 2-CD singles collection, somebody's just telling me it's Willie Childish on the chat. I was not sure. we just heard from the Elementary Head Coats collection, Thoughts of a Hangman. Dan, before that, Wizards from the Hidden City of Tormond album on the Load record label. Whispers from All Face. Good stuff from them. The Major Stars before that, who appeared on the Brian Turner program today. I was unfortunately indisposed. I did not hear it. I will listen on the archive for that, though. Major Stars from their hot new album called Syntopicton. Whatever it's called. We heard Pocket. I don't care what it's called. All you got to do is just go buy it. And starting us off, Lexo and the Leapers. Alone, Stinking, and Unafraid from their EP, Ask Them. Number two in the Fade and Captain series, and that features Robert Pollard. And a couple other people who he makes time with. Now the guy's telling me it's Billy Childish. I can't get it straight anymore. Wah! Oh, tonight's an exciting night on the best show. Why? Oh, because we announced finally, after months and months and months, the theme song contest will come to a conclusion. So many entries. So many songs. So much greatness. Few more entries coming in under the wire here. We will listen to tonight, and then we will get to the end of the program. We will decide. Who the winner is. So much electioneering going on also. If I get one more email from the Theme Weavers. Hey, The Theme Weavers have a hot entry in the contest. It's a front runner, but you know, electioneering don't do you no favors. Where's this one email I got? Somebody like making like they're just writing me an email. Hi, Tom. I love your show. I stream it all the time when I'm supposed to be working. Anyway, my vote for best new theme song is the Theme Weaver song, the best theme for the best show. Way better than the rest, if you ask me, Christine. Okay, that's nice enough. Then, later that day, an email from Mike called I Vote Theme Weavers. Hi, Tom. I listen to your show every week via the interweb thingy. I'll admit I'm biased because I know some of the Theme Weavers, but even if I didn't, I'd say their theme pretty much trumps all comers. He does give props to the Volcano Sun's rework, though, which is very, very, very awesome as well. Then an email shows up from Christopher. Well, I know this guy, actually. I met him in Memphis at the Goner Fest. And then he's like, just want to let you know, Theme Weavers. That's a good one. Then I get something over at my MySpace account, which is myspace.com/sharpling, S CHARPLING. You get to check out my hot new photo. The photo that all the internet is talking about. You can check that out over there. Let me find this thing that got put up over here. Let's see. Guy sent me a little message over here at my MySpace account. Let me find it. Go to Clark. It's everyone. Is that the same? Clark. Hi, Tom. Hope all is well. Just wanted to give a shout out for my homies, the Theme Weavers. I get it! The Theme Weavers have friends! I'm ready to disqualify this Theme Weaver song right now just because of this. Because this is, Alexia, you're campaigning too close. You're with 150 feet. Hey, Mike, should I disqualify the Theme Weaver song right now? That's right. You're right. It was today. I got one today. You know what I'm going to do? Since I didn't make any rules about campaigning, I will not disqualify the Theme Weavers. But come on, guys. It's called class. Let your material do the talking. Checking over the chat, which you can check out the chat. You go to friendsoftom.com, which is the exclusive official website for the best show on WFMU. Somebody's saying that I made the VH1 Hot on Radio list. What is that? First of all, I don't believe it. I think somebody's trying to get me to start searching all over the internet like a goofball, trying to make me look stupid. By the way, everybody, 201-209-9368 is the number. That is the exclusive line, speaking of exclusivity, for this program. If you hear any other program giving out that call-in line, please call them and report them. Tell them they are not allowed to give out the line. This line is the exclusive property of the best show on WFMU. There is a reason I pay $510 every week, and that is to procure this line and keep it open for you, the best show listener. 201-209-9368. Open phone Tuesday. You know what we should do? We should keep the show moving. Keep the show moving. We should listen to some of these newest entries I got. Haven't gotten... somebody just sent me a paycheck. I didn't get paychecks thing yet. You got something for me, paycheck? He sent me, he said, hey, I sent in my theme. I didn't know, I don't see it, buddy. But we're going to go to the well right now and listen to some of the last minute entries. Key Wild and Mr. Clark have something called Get Off My Phone, which you are going to check out. How many of these do you think tonight will go start off as a song, but then all of a sudden will go into that My Brother and Me thing that I would bet two of them. But let's check out Get Off My Phone. right now. Here it is. Best show on WFMU. Gonna hear "Get Off My Phone." Check it out. Now we're going to hear the song "Get Off My Phone." Let's check it out. The first of tonight's last-minute entries in the Best Show on WFMU theme song contest. Here it is. It's so good. That's good. That you like that one, Mike? That was a nice one. Well done, guys. Well done. I say well done to the team of Key Wild and Mr. Clark. Our next entry in tonight's last minute. What? Tom, somebody entered something called the... Called Tom Sucks. You know what? It's an entry. I got to play it. Got to play it. I didn't say they all had to be nice. They didn't all have to be nice. Not all nice talk. Let's see. Let's see what they got to say about me. Tom Sucks. Let's check this one out next.
One moment.
The best show. Tom Sharpling's the best show on WFMU.
Is to hear himself. He's the only one in the world. Thinks he's very special. Which, of course, he is.
I believe that all people are created equal, with the exception of friends of Tom members, who have that extra special something that makes them just a little bit better than the rest. And that means me. I pledge that I will listen to the best show on WFMU each and every week. I pledge that Tom Sharpling is the best radio personality on WFMU. That I will do my best to uphold the values promoted on the program. I pledge that I will believe and support everything that Tom says or tells me to do, no matter how implausible or potentially dangerous to my physical or mental well-being.
I thought you were kidding.
Kidding? I don't get the joke. What's funny about
the best show with Tom Sharpling on WFMU?
You're right. That was the SPR3. Samuel Powers Rhythm 3. I'll take it. The guy took a couple shots at me in the song. Everything's funny. But, you know, it's a good theme. Good theme. Well done, SPR3. I don't think that guy wanted to win the contest. I think he just wanted to zing me on the radio. This next theme we have coming up here in the finale of the final flurry, the McFlurry, some might say, of theme entries. This next one comes from a young man. His name is... His name is Jay. Huh. It's the Sea Navy. It's the band, the Sea Navy. They're a good band, actually. I had them. They're one of the some of those MySpace bands you get hit up with, and not so hot. These guys hit me up. That's some good stuff. Sea Navy, I like it. And they've got an entry now called. It's called the Best Show Theme. We're gonna check it out by the Sea Navy. Here on WFMU.
The best show on WFM. The best show on WFMU. Shout out to Philly Boy Roy and Ted Leo from Jersey. It's back when he calls. Crazy rap battles with MC Steinberg. What more could you ask for? Best show.
All right, the Sea Navy coming in there last minute with a, that's a hot entry, I gotta say. Hot stuff, Sea Navy, coming through. This next one, though, comes from Matthew. And if I had to guess, I'm gonna say this one won't be real. I'm just gonna take a guess. I have a feeling. I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe we'll be too real. Telling me things about myself I don't want to know. Like a horror movie. Like a Clinton-era horror movie. Like The Sixth Sense. They do the soft horror movies when Clinton was president. Bush becomes president. They start doing remakes of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. All right, we know where that one's going. This is by MBM Enterprises. Let's check it out. The entry into the theme song contest. FTS. Oh, I hope that F doesn't stand for something I can't play on the radio. Here it is. Stay tuned for the best show on WFMU.
You about the ice cap. I told you about the bomb. I told you about the meltdown.
Yes, you told us
I told you about the cream. I told you about the breaker. I told you about the daytime.
Yes.
I'm going to make you eat a lawnmower. You piece of filth.
My name is Tom Sharpling. I'll be the host of tonight's installment. Oh, the irony. I want to be a regular caller and call and add to the chit-chat on the program, but stop with the chit-chat on the program and play some music. You just go to friendsoftom.com, so you're more scared of the thing that you can get away from rather than the thing you can't get away from.
I'm not scared of anything, but if I was...
Nice. Nice. You put me in my place on that one.
Listen, you don't answer my emails, you...
No, here it is. There's an arrow next to it.
What happened?
I don't know. Am I the internet? 201-209-9368.
Let me just tell you, if you're in Philly and you call yourself Rod, you're just asking for it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're going to get a beat down?
No, I'm not going to beat nothing.
That's not sarcasm, is it?
It is absolutely not sarcasm.
I wouldn't like to hear any sarcasm coming from you.
You won't get it from me.
I wouldn't want to have to kill you with my mind.
Thank God my father trademarked the word Kwanzaa.
You can listen to us on the computer at WFMU.org.
Backslash.
All right. All right. Matt coming through. My webmaster's having some problems. Just got a little update. Speaking of my webmaster, here's something from my webmaster's father. An entry called "Tom made an archive out of me." Don't worry, people. We will get the
up down.
Your entries will be represented in fully on the Friends of Tom message board. On the Friends of Tom site, very soon when we get our technical problems started out. My webmaster's having a little glitchy stuff going on, so we will do that. But let's listen to something by Foffer right now called "Tom Made an Archive Out of Me," the next entry in the theme song contest.
Up, down.
I hear Tom shopping and yelling. He's screaming on the phone. And I know just what's coming. Kind of tickles my funny bone. I'm stuck on being stupid. At least Tom tells me so.
Funny.
But he likes to blow his lid. That's just part of the show.
Bones.
When Tom was a young man, an angel came to say, "You're gonna host the best show and work night and day." But Tom hung up on a man just to make him cry.
My God.
When I heard that dial of toning, I knew the man was I.
Get off. Wow.
Well, if Tom gives a dial tone, if I'm stuck on the phone,
that show.
I bet it's plain to see. Tom made an archive out of me. An archive out of me. An archive out of me.
Foffer did it. Foffer's next. That was maybe his best entry to date. This next one, the Best Show Roadhouse Mix. We're going to check out. Now, this one comes all the way from Vancouver, Canada. There's no litter on the streets up there. That's where Bon Jovi recorded his Slippery When Wet album. Throw a couple Vancouver facts at you. That guy was making up me being on some kind of list, wasn't he, Mike? He never gave a link, yeah. I would take that as
scratchy record, you know,
as me not being on any list. Matthew Wilton's Best Show Roadhouse Remix. Let's check it out now.
Scratchy record. Do you know what? Yes, that's right.
The best show on WFMU is starting in a few minutes.
Hey!
WFMU.
Hey! Can't wait.
W. Welcome. F.
Nice.
Cam.
Nice.
Cam. You.
Nice. Cam.
It's led by America, Canada, England, and the rest. You've tried the rest. Now try the best.
Let's do this.
Get him up.
Music and entertainment. Brought to you by the one and only Tom Schaapling. This is voiceover legend Kendrick Mott, reminding you to sit back, relax, and enjoy. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. You've tried the rest. Now try the best.
I love you, Mia. I'll see you.
Oh!
It's over.
It was a good night.
No!
Nobody died. I say better day.
All right, everybody. The best show on WFMU is going to start in a few minutes. Let's listen to a couple of records first. This next one is a personal favorite of mine.
There we go. Roadhouse Mix. One more. We got two more to go that people have not heard yet. This next one is... it's called Make No Bones About It. It's by young Danny G. Still haven't gotten the one from Paycheck. Paycheck, still haven't gotten it, buddy. This one's called Get Off My Bone. Make No Bones About It. Let's check it out.
Get off my bone. Get off my bone. Get off my bone. Get off my bone. Get off my bone.
It is over, everybody. It's over. Contest is over. The winner. Put that winner right next to that. Oh, boy. That's a. Oh, here it is. Ooh. I love how Paycheck gets his theme song in at the last second, helped by his lady friend, Julia. We're going to check it out now. Going to check it out now. Waiting for it to load. I would say load like the wind, but you get third rate stinkers like that line on other shows on the station. Oh, I like the sound of this one already. Best show theme done by Mr. and Mrs. Paycheck. Let's check it out.
The best show.
like that one. I don't like it. So let's move on. We got another entry here from Outside Man, and I love it! Now it's a contest. You hear that, Theme Weavers? Class act. They put a song in the mix. They don't send through fake friend messages.
Oh, hey, I just happened to be listening to your show, and I just figured I'd let you know I have a favorite entry in the contest. Just figured I'd let you know I like the one Theme Weavers did.
If I would have gotten one of those, it might have worked, guys. I got five of them. I expected more from the city of San Francisco. I expected more from the city of San Francisco. You just got shown up by Toronto. I want to talk to someone from Theme Weavers. Call up 201-209-9368. I want someone from Theme Weavers to call up. This next entry, it's the Best Show remix by the band Outside Man. It's called Feeling Like a Creature. Let's check it out. Best show on WFMU.
You gotta be kidding me.
You wanna have fun tonight, everybody? Let's start the show.
Oh, yeah.
Best show. Oh. Kind of sounded like Ted Knight there for a second. Oh. Bye, Bushwood. My niece has a certain zest for living. It's on. Do we have all the entries in? Are all the entries in? Should that be the cutoff, Mike? Should we cut it off now? If it's not in now, I need an hour to think about this. I got to think about this. It's Open Phone Tuesday here on the Best Show on WFMU. It's Open Phone Tuesday. Let's talk to you, the WFMU listeners. What entries do you like? Let me hear some of the entries you like. Give me your opinions. 201-209-9368. Help me make up my mind here. Help me make up my mind. Do you have any favorites, Mike, associate producer? Oh, he likes Paycheck song. And you like the Volcano Suns one. You like Good Guys Win, Bad Guys Die, the County Mountie, that's a good one. Okay. People have opinions. If you have an opinion, you've been following the contest for months. Now is the time you should check in and let me know. Help me, help me. Wah, help me. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, I like that last song you played. It made you sound smart.
Which song?
Yeah.
It made me sound smart?
Yeah.
How did it make me sound smart?
Well, you know that little piece in the middle where you kind of sounded like Ted Knight?
During it or after it?
During it.
Really?
Yeah.
I sound like Ted Knight during that song?
Yeah, right here in the middle part.
Hold on. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
There it is. Let me check this out. This is the best show in WFMU.
You gotta be kidding me.
We want to have fun tonight, everybody. Let's start the show.
Oh, yeah.
Best show. Hey, how does that make me sound smart?
Yeah, because you said, you know, time for the best show. Let's want to have fun.
Uh-huh.
Let's start the show. That's where you sounded like Ted Knight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, real smart.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
My vote. That's my vote. I want to hear it as your theme song next week.
Now, answer me this question. Be honest.
Okay.
Do you know anybody associated with that song? Be honest.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know you, but I know of you.
No, but do you know anybody associated with the recording of that song?
No.
You can tell me the truth.
I don't know anyone.
Do you know anyone named Dan?
No.
You don't?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I don't even know who you are, but I like that last song.
Yeah, I don't know anyone named Dan, except this guy I work with, but he's not that Dan. He's the janitor.
Oh, electioneering.
Yeah.
Sad. Sad moments, huh? Sad moments. Get off my phone! How dare you call up. Oh, I like that one song. Makes you sound smart. Makes you sound like Ted Knight. Playing to my vanity, knowing that Ted Knight, that's my ideal. Not even Ted Knight. Judge Smales is exactly who I want to be in life. If I could be anyone, any character in movie history, I would be Judge Smales from Caddyshack. Other people, sure, they might be. They might be like Han Solo or something. I think I might be Judge Smales. You'll get nothing and like it. Oh, my nephew Spaulding. Ah, he drives me nuts. I got this scholarship I want to give to a good golfer. (201) 209-9368. Help me figure out which theme is going to be the winner tonight. Which song is going to be the winner? I need help deciding. There are so many good ones. So many good ones. And I'll even take some electioneering, too. Make your case. By the way, the podcast, I should let everybody know. I had 3 subscribers before on the podcast. Now we are up to 11 podcast subscribers. That's right, 11. Whoop-de-doo. That's very embarrassing. Get more of you. Go get your friends to subscribe to the podcast. Everybody better subscribe or I'm pulling it. I am pulling the podcast if I don't get some real deal subscriptions. That number better go through the roof. You go to friendsoftom.com to get more information on the sign up for the podcast. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Just tuned in. I'd like to vote, but can you play them all again? I'm kind of in my car. I just turned the radio on. So just run through them again.
Yeah, oh, you want me to run through all 40 songs?
Yeah, if you don't mind. Like a few minutes of each or a few seconds of each, something like that.
No.
If you don't mind, I'll play like the top 3 or something for us in our car.
I'll play the top 3 when they win or whatever. I'm not going to just do that. Play the top 3 now and then say, let me figure out which one.
Throw me a bone, Tom. Throw me a bone.
Is that you? Did you do that song?
Did I do what?
The throw me a bone thing or whatever it is.
Is there such a thing? I was kind of just doing a bad impression of that movie with that guy.
What movie is that?
You know, where he's like, throw me a bone.
Oh, yeah, that movie?
Yeah, he's like bald in it. Whatever, man. Whatever, Tom. Listen, I'm in my car. I got the cell phone. I'm driving up the Garden City Parkway.
You're really impressive. You're in a car with a cell phone. How'd you swing that?
Yeah.
Do you also have a Hotmail account? Pull the trifecta? You got a car, a cell phone. What else you got? You probably have one of those stupid Bluetooth things on, don't you?
No, I'm kind of doing the illegal phone-to-the-ear thing. And I'm eating licorice simultaneously.
Wow, you really...
Austin Powers, that's the movie. That's the movie I was doing, man. He's like, throw me a bone.
You almost are the most fascinating person I've ever talked to. You're kind of like a Captain Jack is a landlubber.
What? Are you accusing me of being a pirate now?
Now you're the least fascinating caller. Now I hate you. Get off my phone. A gentle get off my phone. They all can't be, Yeah, I should have thrown him a gomp. That's right, people are saying on the chat, throw him a gomp. Should have thrown him a gomp. That'd be playing into what he wants, though. He got a gentle get off my phone. 201-209-9368. Need help here making a decision here over at WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide, and the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. This is the best show on WFMU. We are deciding our theme song contest winner tonight. Who will it be? Huh? No opinions, huh? How about that? You know what I do have an opinion about, though? This program is called the Best Show on WFMU, right? Now, I got wind recently of a show on, what is it, like on an Ithaca radio station or something? It's like, they call themselves the Best Show. It's like, come on, guys. Where is that? I want to find that now. It's called The Best Show. It's on Ithaca, some Ithaca radio station. 2 chowder heads biting my stylie. If somebody out there can find me the link, it's at the Ithaca radio station. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, hi.
I was just wondering, is there any chance you're going to keep the old theme song if you don't pick a winner from
it? I was just wondering if it's possible for your phone to be any quieter.
Is it quiet?
Oh, Tom, I just want to the old theme song. If you don't want to pick a winner tonight. I'm picking a winner tonight, don't worry.
Okay, thank you.
Tonight there will be a winner. The old theme song is going to go the way of the ice truck and the rag man and the phone booth.
Was there an entry for Mr. Ramon?
From Marky Ramon?
Correct.
You know, I don't. So, well, there was an entry somebody set to the tune of the Ramones, but Marky Ramon himself did not send in an entry.
Will he be calling in tonight?
I have no idea.
Oh. All right.
There's only one way to find out. Or is there? FMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
All right. Hi.
So I have a very short story leading up to my vote.
All right, let's hear it.
So every Tuesday night I go to Hebrew High, and then I come home, and on the way home, it's Tuesday night, I got to listen to the best show.
Yeah.
However, I come home and it's 9 o'clock. I've already missed an hour.
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, I missed those 40 entries, and I want to make my mark. So what I can say is that I heard the earlier caller who liked the Yeah, 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 Yeah song.
Yeah.
And who was kind of obviously... like calling for someone else?
Yeah, plant.
But I would like to say that I'm not a plant, and I actually did think that that sounded pretty good. However, I'm obviously not a certified voter. I mean, I'm not good enough to vote because I haven't heard the other 39. But I'd like to express an honest opinion that I did like the submission.
That you did?
Yes.
You did like the submission, the
although I don't know who that guy is she referred to.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why that's like a compliment or, you know, your favorite guy from Caddyshack, but I did like the song.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Thank
and,
you for your
I
vote.
I would like to say also that I am one of your 11 subscribers, and
you
I'm
are.
So proud of that.
Why don't you tell everybody else at Hebrew High all about it?
Well, I mean, clearly they are not, they don't have the right sechel, which is Yiddish for common sense, to, you know.
Well, why don't you turn them on to it?
Well, I would love to, but come on.
But what do you mean, come on?
I'm sorry, I did not
teach
mean
them.
To,
aren't you meaning to be, don't you want people, you're trying to be like a grown-up.
I'm not
right?
an evangelist, though.
No, but you're a man now. Be a man. Tell him.
Yes, sir.
That being a man thing was not just about a payday.
You're right, sir.
What was the theme of your bar mitzvah?
There wasn't a theme.
It wasn't?
Not that I know of. It was just a bar mitzvah.
You didn't dress up as like V for Vendetta?
No.
No?
It was 2 years ago, so...
Okay.
It was 3 years. I don't know.
So you didn't dress up as... Men in Black too.
Well, they were wearing suits, so yeah, mm-hmm. I did.
You didn't have a theme, though?
No, I'm sorry, man.
Don't kids have themes?
Yeah, yeah. A friend of mine had an under-the-sea theme. It was pretty bad.
What made you not want a theme? You're a class act.
Oh,
right?
I was a class act.
You're a class act.
Oh, my God.
How much money did you get, though? You got so much money that day, didn't you?
So much that I would tell you over the airwaves.
You spent, no, you're not going to get robbed. There's not some guy driving around with a mask on saying, like, let's track this kid down. He got money 2 years ago.
It's,
you got a lot
it's
of money.
Under my bed.
You got a lot of money, didn't you?
Millions.
No, stop. Not millions.
Actually, I do know a kid who got in the vicinity of 100,000.
Who gave you the most money?
Lady I know.
Really?
Yes, sir.
How much?
A good deal.
Just tell me. Just whisper it.
Okay.
How much?
So.
How much?
So. Hold on one sec. I'm on the radio, Ma.
Put your mother on. Can I talk to your mother?
One sec. My mother, hold on.
Hey, Ma, Tom Traveling wants to talk to you. You want to know
how much I got
from my mother?
Hello?
Hey, how are you tonight?
Great.
Madam?
My son likes your show.
Oh, well, your son seems like a very respectful young man, and you're doing a good job raising him.
Well, isn't that the truth?
Now, have you, in the course of raising him,
yes,
ever had to beat him?
Well, of course. How else could I get him to do my bidding?
Did you, did you ever make him go get a, pick a switch from the backyard?
A big bamboo switch.
Yeah, and you make him pick it, and that's the then you,
and
you
that's the one you beat him with.
You beat him with it, right?
Yeah. You beat him, you slap him, you poke him. Sure.
You should know, though.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we are.
Because I want people to...
To know that, to let Dyfus know where to come when they're going to take your child
that's
away.
Exactly.
Well, just so you know, your son was on the airwaves bragging about how much money he got 2 years ago at his bar mitzvah.
He's shaking his head.
He was bragging.
He was bragging? Is
yes.
that true? So true. You know what? That's disgusting.
It is a little gross.
I'd say it is gross. So
you know, when it came time for I'm not one of the chosen people. I'm
oh,
one
that's
of the,
a shame.
Well, you know. If everybody was chosen, then it wouldn't be special.
It wouldn't feel so great.
Exactly. I'm one of the other slobs. But when it came time for my my communion, right?
Uh-huh.
I got nothing. I got no money.
That just doesn't seem fair.
I got like $50 and then, the McDonald's.
I hope you invested it properly.
Those McDonald's gift certificates. Remember, like the McDonald's, like each one was worth a dollar?
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Gee, so how'd that make you feel?
Made me realize I had to earn my keep in life.
That's not a bad thing.
Not like your fancy pants son bragging all about his money. You know what I think you got to do?
Really? What did he say?
I think you got to freeze him out now. I think he needs a life lesson.
I think this is it.
I think he needs to realize what real work is about.
So what do you think? How do you think we should go about that?
They got to make him earn a living.
Do you have any work down there at the station?
This is a fun job. Make him go work at Home Depot, like getting shopping carts out of the parking lot, gathering shopping carts.
That's something.
How old is your son?
16.
That sounds about the right age for gathering shopping carts.
I think that's exactly who should be doing that sort of work.
Especially for such a braggart. Right?
I can't wait to hear about this from him.
I actually was shocked and a little disgusted that he would be so showy with how much he was talking
about. How in the world did it ever come up?
He brought it up.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to... To beg off.
Is that how you raised your child? No. That's not what you want. You don't want your kid to be like a...
No, of course
like
not.
Like a show-off.
No, of course not.
With
that's
money.
Awful. I'm ashamed if that's what he did.
We were having a nice conversation, and then all of a sudden he started talking about how much money he got.
That's very bizarre. All right, now listen. So what is your name?
My name is Tom. Starts with the parents. With the parents.
How long have you been doing this best show?
This is our 18th year.
You've been doing it for 18 years?
Yes.
That's amazing. How often do you do it?
We do it every Tuesday night from 8 to 11.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, very groovy. You
groovy?
Want to talk to him?
Actually, no, I don't want to talk to a braggart.
A braggart? You know,
there's no place.
And I'm not,
in the 18
I don't want you to talk to
the 18 years I've been doing this show, there's not been a home for braggarts. You tell your son that. You tell him to learn some humility. Then he can call up again.
I'm going to tell him.
You go get him, Mom.
Thanks a lot.
Beat him with a strap.
Yes.
Whip him with a strap. Just yes, like sir. Ghostface Killer said.
Bye.
Hi. Do you think he'll get in trouble? 201 201-209-9368. I didn't do it! I wasn't bragging! So anyway, I like how a radio show called The Best Show is condemning a 16-year-old for bragging when he didn't brag. So anyway, there's this radio station. It's called The Vic, 106 Vic, in Ithaca. Or I guess on Ithaca College Station or something. And on Wednesday nights from 8 to 10, they have a show called The Best Show. Yeah, I wonder where you got the idea for your show title, guys.
Finally, a show.
Oh, there it is. The Best Show, Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m.
Finally, a talk show on 106 Vic that covers every topic from news to sports to politics and everything in between. Justin and Brian talk about anything and everything, encouraging listeners to call in and join in the debates and discussions. Vic music, along with extended talk sets. Talk sets? What's a talk set? What is this, like some radio? Is that like the Connecticut School of Broadcasting? These guys like throwing around radio lingo?
You got Justin from The Best Show on Ithaca. Hey, I want to talk to the program director. It's like, I figure if we do this show, we'll call it The Best Show. We'll do some talk. We're not just going to do normal talk sets. We'll do extended talk sets.
Along with extended talk sets, make this a unique specialty show with its own personality.
Maybe it's not its own. Maybe it's my personality. I hope these guys get expelled. Justin and Brian. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. You know what's been stuck in my head for a week?
Oh, let me guess. Does it go something like this? Porcupine pie, porcupine pie, porcupine pie. Is that it?
Exactly. Exactly. It's like that Monty Python killing joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very dangerous thing.
A double scoop.
Of tutti frutti.
Of tutti frutti.
That's right. Well, I
porcupine pie, porcupine pie, porcupine pie.
You probably put that in the minds of about thousands of people the last week. That's a dangerous thing.
What is your name, sir?
My name's John.
And John, where are you calling from?
Calling from Freehold.
From Freehold.
That's right, home of Bruce.
Former home of Bruce.
Well, he's around here once in a while. He visits his aunt still.
But he lives in Rumson now, right?
That's true. I think he's down in New Orleans, actually. He just played the jazz fest.
I think you mean Norlins.
Norlins.
Norlins. Say it like that.
Norlins.
Norlins.
Okay.
Say it.
I'll do my best.
Where is he now?
Between here and Norlins.
No, Norlins.
Norlins.
You ever see the movie Midnight in the whatever of the Valley of Good and Evil?
That got rave reviews, didn't it? No, I didn't see that.
Well, Kevin Spacey was in. He was like, I do believe. He talked like Foghorn Leghorn in it.
Well, I don't have too much more to add, but boy, it's going to take a long time to shake porcupine pie out of my mind.
Let's see what you can do.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Meh. WFMU.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Amber.
Hey, Amber. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I'm in Chicago.
And how are things in Chicago?
Today was actually a sunny day.
That's nice.
For a change. This is the first time I've actually listened to you online, so it's okay. Sort of fun I get to call in.
How do you usually listen?
I listen to the archives, like the day or a couple days later.
Okay.
So I wanted to vote for the song I thought was the best.
All right. What do you think is the best, Amber?
Well, I really like the Tuesday Night Stomp because it's quirky and it sounds really good.
The Tuesday Night Stomp.
Isothermal. Hmm.
Okay, let me find it. Hold on.
And I think it sounds like a real theme.
Hold on. Amber, how do I know you, Amber?
Well, I just put a comment on your page today.
Right. That's right. Blah, 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 bloop, bloop, bleep, bloop.
You're getting into my dreams.
Oh, uh-oh. Let me find this thing here. Here it is. Theme song contest. You like the one called?
The Tuesday Night Stomp.
The Tuesday Night Stomp. Let's take a quick listen to the Tuesday Night Stomp. Let's check it out. This one?
I can't hear it.
Oh no, that's Dawn of the Gomp, not the Tuesday Night Stomp. Isothermals had sent in two songs. This is the Tuesday Night Stomp.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. This show, we bring entertainment here, packed with value.
Talk show, WFMU.
That is a good theme.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I agree.
Thank you for refreshing my memory about the isothermal, what was it, Tuesday Night Stomp.
Yeah. I also thought Sit Back and See was a good one because it's more like it talks about the different, you know, things that you do on the show and stuff.
Which one is it?
Sit Back and See by Folkstar Bob.
Okay. Oh, I remember this one. Let's check it out. Take a quick listen.
Yeah.
Billy, I
Boy,
love it.
Billy Boy.
Best show on WFMU. Back again for another Tuesday night installment, taking you all the way to 11.
It's that time to do the best show on WFMU.
FMU, you're on the air.
Toast Tom and an officer too. PDN is pop for you. Sit back, see what we're gonna do.
FMU, you're on the air.
There's a chat room too on the internet with you. Friendsoftom.com.
Billy Boy,
Roy's a joy.
I love it.
Sit back, see what we're gonna do. It's that time to do the show on WFM.
Buddy, best show on WFM. You back again for another Tuesday night installment, taking you all the way till 11 p.m.
Girls will be out here. Took a long time to come.
Another good one.
Yep.
Another good theme. Well, thank you, Amber.
You're welcome.
And you have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
201-209-9368. That's the number. What's this guy moaning about here? FaceTime. Is he complaining about the show tonight? You saying the show's no good? All right. Fair enough. Show's no good. All right. FaceTime said the show's no good, so we won't do it. No more show. Let's just listen to bed music for the next 90 minutes. And that's something I've learned at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Bed music. Because it serves to be kind of like a bed to your conversation. You know what I'd like to say to a FaceTime? You don't like this radio show. I'd like to see you do. Where's your radio show? The most flawed argument in any discussion. Hey, you know what stinks? That show House. Oh, yeah? Where's your TV show? No, I kind of don't have a TV show. I kind of just have an opinion about that one. FaceTime said the show's no good. We're gonna no more theme song contest. FaceTime wants something different. What do you want, FaceTime? FaceTime might be better served. Well, go listen to the best show up in Ithaca over at Vic 106 tomorrow night. Listen to Justin and Brian with their unoriginal show title. Come on, guys. The last thing I want is to be on somebody on the internet. They like hear about the best show, and then they start searching around the best show radio. Oh, here it is. I thought it was on in on like a different station. I guess it's on the Vic 106, the best show. Okay, let me check it out. Huh? Wow, that wasn't funny at all. Come on, guys. Get some originality. I'll be confused with these chowder heads up in Ithaca. So they think I'm them. You want to confuse me with the show they do on Ithaca Station Friday mornings, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m., Cool Runnings. Cool Runnings, the newest and hottest radio station coming out of Ithaca. Wait, so Cool Runnings is another radio station coming out of Ithaca College? Playing the hottest in reggae and dancehall. We throw down some traditional reggae, mixing in some hip-hop beats with some new reggae flavor. If you're tired of the average radio station, tune in to Cool Runnings with DJs Varro and Kevin to experience some of the best music out of Jamaica, Africa, and the Caribbean islands. Cool Runnings. All right, whatever. Confuse me with that. I don't want to be blamed that people think Justin and Brian are me. Justin and Brian. For shame, guys. For shame. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hello? Hello? Wait, I got some... What's that echo? FMU?
Hey, Tom.
What is that echo? That was weird. All of a sudden, it sounded like I was in the Carlsbad Caves. Somebody, I want somebody to go out to this Ithaca station. Let these clowns know. Let those Justin and Brian know what's up. You let them know the kid right here, a.k.a. El Goodo, ain't happy. You let them know. You let them know they change. I demand the show change and a formal apology. Otherwise, a lawsuit will be forthcoming. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
It's Corey Harris.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Wait. Corey Harris.
Yeah.
What? I recognize that name.
You should.
Uh-huh. Why should I?
I play in a band.
Uh-huh. What's the band called?
Mother 13.
Okay. Yes. Yes. You're the guy who, we just get this story straight again. You were like that. You were that, guy who was like signed to a major label.
Yeah, your RCA. Band?
Okay, so you were signed to RCA, and then you were like going to put out a big time record or something.
Well, we did, yeah.
Uh huh. What was the record called?
Pardon me?
What was your record called?
It's called High Dive.
And how long ago did that come out?
The album came out in 2002.
Okay. And well, that's kind of 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I kind of, this is all coming back to me. You were playing those festivals when you called us.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, a lot of summer shows.
Yeah, like all these, like, sponsored.
They were great.
They were?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were, like, all corporate events.
Yeah.
Like what? Like, what were they again? Like,
well, there was the, gosh, one we did that was a blast was the Huggies Fall into Softness tour.
Uh-huh.
And there was also the Earthlink Pringles Summer Slam Jam.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, they were great.
And you were you were very arrogant, if I remember correctly.
Who was?
You were. I remember you were telling me that your record was going to be huge and you guys were going to play like 10 nights.
Yeah.
At Giant Stadium.
Well, yeah, that would have happened had our manager not pulled such a choke job.
Uh-huh.
And our publicist really dropped the ball, too.
Okay.
And, yeah, things didn't really go that well. We ended up getting dropped.
Wow, there's a shocker.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, things kind of went in the dumper, and I ended up working at the Orange Julius at Newbridge Commons.
Okay.
But I'll tell you.
You probably have served me then.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I don't know. I served a lot of people there.
Uh-huh.
Until I got fired.
You don't work there anymore?
No.
What happened with that?
Well, I'd rather not get into it.
Okay.
You probably read about it in the police blotter. Under my other name, my real name.
What is your real name?
I can't really say.
Okay.
Well, it's Corey Dinkins.
Okay.
Not as good a stage name.
Not as Corey Harris.
Yeah.
Now, so, what did you do?
I can't say.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
Well, I fluffed into someone's Orange Julius.
Ugh, I hate that.
Well, it wasn't yours as far as I know. I mean, I did it to a few people.
Uh-huh. That's disgusting.
Well... Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
So things kind of bottomed out. But one thing I realized during the time that we got dropped and you know we had the parting with our manager, Rupert.
Uh-huh.
I realized that I got so caught up in the whole process of becoming a star that I really lost sight of what it's all about. You know, it's about the art and the music. It's not trying to become the next Kurt Cobain or Lenny Kravitz, you know?
Okay. So what do you mean? You kind of...
Well...
Taking a step back?
Well, yeah. And all right, I'll admit it. I was kind of arrogant when I talked to you that night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was kind of riding high. And sometimes it just takes something like getting dropped and, you know, all that to kind of make you see how it's supposed to be. And, you know, I really kind of bottomed out, like I said. I ended up getting married... this total skis named Sheila Larson, after that, and she totally took me to the cleaners.
Okay.
No, but the high point was that we did have a son who's he's the light of my life.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. He's three now.
Uh huh.
And his name's Sky Stalker.
What is his name?
Sky Stalker.
Sky Stalker.
Yeah.
And what is that?
Well, Sky Stalker was a character on the Transformers cartoon. Why?
Oh, please don't tell me. Please, you just did tell me that you're I guess, one of those parents who kind of gives your kid your kid is not going to want to be called Sky Stalker.
Well, I'm finding that out now.
Uh-huh.
Which, it wasn't supposed to go this way because at the time that we had him,
yeah,
and we named him that,
uh-huh,
I was just days away from, I thought, getting a solo record deal and with it a huge advance.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured we'd be able to afford to send him to a place like Newbridge Day Academy.
Yeah.
You know, where like the creme de la creme of the Newbridge rich sets send their kids. It's this totally artistic school, and it's great. The kids actually grade the teachers there.
Say that again?
The kids actually grade the teachers there.
Wow. So yeah. That is a progressive school.
Oh, yeah.
So the kids don't actually get grades?
No.
Which is why you think, I guess with a name like Sky Stalker there, the kid would...
He'd kind of rule the roost, you know, but I ended up not getting the solo deal.
Yeah.
And we ended up having to send Sky Stalker to this public kind of preschool.
Uh-huh.
And he got beaten up the first day.
And he's three?
Yeah.
So I guess if he's three and he's already getting beat up.
Yeah.
That does not bode well for high school.
Well, he's not going to public school anymore. I've been homeschooling him. I've actually got Sheila out of my life, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
So little Sky Stalker's all mine. And, you know, I've been trying to teach him this Mandarin Chinese. Ugh, I don't get it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Why are you trying to teach him Mandarin Chinese?
Because that's what you do when you're a parent.
It is?
Oh, yeah. Everyone does it.
You teach your kid Chinese?
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, I have...
Mandarin Chinese, you jerk.
Oh, wow. You call me a jerk. Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't get it either.
Yeah, you're right.
I want Sky Stalker to have the very best, the best opportunity.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't start him off with the best name.
Well, like I said, it didn't go the way I thought it was going to go.
Uh-huh.
But I do want to say,
yeah,
things are going much better now.
Creatively?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like how so? Are you? It seems like you're saying that you kind of get it now.
Oh, I totally get it. And it's great. The band's back together.
Okay.
The original lineup, it's great. And we even got back with Rupert.
Okay, your manager.
Yeah, we settled all the lawsuits and stuff, and he's back with us.
Even though you were saying he dropped the ball.
Yeah, we ended up having to pay him a lot of money.
Okay, so you paid him a lot of money.
Yeah.
To kind of, and now he's back managing you again.
Yeah, no one knows us like Rupert does.
Uh-huh.
At least that's what he tells us.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's kind of why I'm calling.
All right.
I want to tell you about the incredible thing that Mother 13's going to do this weekend.
All right. What are you guys doing?
Well, it's going to be huge news, and it's going to be, like, major international news.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited by this.
Strap yourself in.
Okay. I'm sitting down.
In a nutshell,
uh-huh,
you're talking to the lead singer of what's going to be the first rock band to ever play Mount Everest.
What? I don't even understand what that means.
What do you mean? You don't know what Mount Everest is?
No. I do know what Mount Everest is, which is why I don't know how a rock group could play at Mount Everest.
We're going to do it.
I mean, Mount Everest is gigantic.
Yeah, it's like 30,000 feet up there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play on the tip of it this Sunday.
How?
What do you mean, how? We're going to travel up there. We start climbing on Friday.
You're climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah, the whole band.
You're Mother 13.
Yeah.
You guys are going to play. What are you going to, I mean, how are you going to climb it? And you when you get to the top of it,
uh-huh.
if you get to the top of it.
When we get there.
I'm going to still say if. You could, it's like, you can really only stay up there for, like isn't it like a half hour or so? Because the oxygen is so thin. It's like a third. It's like a third of the normal amount of oxygen.
Well, we're totally training for it. We've trained for weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how have you guys trained for this?
Well, we did, you know, a ton of different things. You know, lots of jogging at the Newbridge High School track. We also did a bunch of rock climbing at Go Climb a Rock.
What is that?
It's that hiking shop at Newbridge Commons.
What? Okay, I've seen that place.
Yeah, they have that, like, 20-foot wall. It's got all those bumps and nubs on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you can climb it and
yeah.
stuff, and you come back down.
Uh-huh.
I've climbed it, like 8 times or so.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that completely qualifies you to climb Mount Everest.
Well, you mentioned that the altitude's different. There's not as much oxygen.
Yeah.
What we do is we go climb it, go grab some beers at Los Amigos, and then we climb some more, like a couple more times
uh-huh.
before going out to party some more.
Yeah.
So that kind of approximates the altitude changes.
That being drunk and doing a rock climbing wall at a shopping mall.
Yeah, I've also been doing a ton of sit-ups.
Like how many?
Like 300 a day. I'm totally cut.
I don't know if being cut is going to be the priority when you're actually climbing Mount Everest.
Oh, it's going to be great.
And how are you? I don't understand this. Like, why are you doing it?
Well, it's kind of part of a promotion, sort of.
Uh huh.
But this whole thing's mainly about us.
Okay.
You know, the four of us.
Uh huh.
And we also have some other people coming with us too.
To climb Mount Everest.
Well, yeah, it's the four of us and the band.
Okay.
Toad and Nubby are road crew,
uh-huh.
Two guys from the PA company, the film crew, and the special guests also.
What do you mean by, so how many people, that's four of you guys.
Four of us.
Two roadies.
Yep. Two guys from the PA company.
Okay.
The film crew, there's like eight.
Okay.
There's a sound crew also, I forgot to mention them, that's three guys.
Okay.
And the special guests.
Who are the special guests?
Well, it's the people that are going to, like, jam with us. We're going to have them up for a song or two each.
Each?
Yeah.
Even though you've got a half hour to exist up there.
Oh, well, I think we can go longer. We've got these big oxygen tanks.
How are you going to get them to the top of Mount Everest?
We're going to climb it. I'm a little worried about Buddy, I got to say.
Who's Buddy?
Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy?
Yeah.
How old is Buddy Guy?
He looks pretty old. He's probably in his late 60s, at least.
Yeah, at least.
But I think Travis will do well.
Travis? Who's Travis?
Travis Barker.
From Blink 182?
Yeah.
So your special guests are Buddy Guy and Travis Barker.
And Art Alexakakis.
From Everclear.
And Clarence Clemons.
Clarence Clemons?
Yeah.
Clarence Clemons and Buddy Guy and Travis Barker from Blink 182,
yeah,
and Art from Everclear are going to climb Mount Everest.
Don't forget the spree.
Don't forget what?
The spree.
The spree.
Yeah.
What spree?
The polyphonic spree.
The polyphonic spree are going to climb Mount Everest with you guys.
Yeah. Why?
How many of them are there?
I think they're up to 38 now.
This is like almost 100 people climbing Mount Everest.
It's going to be a total event.
Wow, this sounds...
Oh, I forgot to mention, Darren's going to be there too.
Who's Darren?
Darren Cook.
I don't know who that is.
Dane's younger brother. He's a comedian too.
Darren Cook.
Yeah, he's going to do a set.
So, oh my, how? What, like to warm everybody up?
Yeah.
Well, he maybe better just tell a knock-knock joke for the amount of time he's going to have.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I don't know if you understand how, like, dangerous this is.
No, I think we're going to be fine. Ricky says we'll be totally fine.
And who is Ricky?
He's the Sherpa that Summit Cola hired for us.
So you have a Sherpa?
Yeah.
Named Ricky?
Yeah.
And who he was hired by what?
Summit Cola.
I'm not familiar with that.
Summit Cola is actually who's sponsoring this whole thing.
Okay.
It's this new power drink from Kern Co.
Kern Co, is that part of the pharmaceutical? Kern Pharmaceuticals?
I think it might be, actually. Yeah, they have a whole foods division, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, it's going to be a sweet deal. They pay for everything, and we pretty much only have to play and do a couple other things.
Like what other things?
Well, we have to plant the Summit Cola flag on the peak, and we also have to inflate and attach this huge soda bottle to the summit. It's 60 feet tall.
A 60-foot-high soda bottle.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to do all this stuff.
We are so. And the best thing?
Yeah?
It's going to be totally simulcast on the web.
Okay.
All you got to do is point your browser to www.summitrocks.com.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a live chat before, during, and after the concert. And it's hosted by Brian Dunkelman.
That's the guy from that was the guy from American Idol, right?
Yeah, the host.
I don't know if he was the host of them. He was like a co-host for the first season.
Yeah, he got wrongly fired from what he says.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you really, I'm going to ask you politely to please rethink this.
Oh, no way. The wheels are already in motion. And speaking of the wheels being in motion,
yeah,
I can't promise you the actual first interview with me after we come down from the peak.
Uh-huh.
That Rupert has already granted to Katie Couric.
Okay.
So I do want to offer you the first radio interview.
The first radio, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would gladly take the first radio interview. So when would this be?
How about this time next week?
Absolutely. I would love it. But are you going to... So you're climbing it this week?
Yeah, we start on Friday. We're going to do a little bit of acclimation stuff. Not tomorrow, because we're going to have this big party here tonight.
Uh-huh. Where is here?
Nepal.
You're in Nepal now.
Yeah, we got here today.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
It's great.
So, do you understand... Please, I know I've said it before.
Uh-huh.
You've been visiting a rock wall in a shopping center.
Yeah.
Is that the extent of your rock climbing? I mean, like, do you understand how hard it is to exist with these guys? Like, I mean, what are you going to eat when you climb this thing?
Oh, we have all kinds of Summit power bars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be eating power bars.
Yeah. Do you think we'll need more?
I mean,
more power bars.
We've
got like 300.
Okay. Between 100 people.
Well, Clarence has already eaten 20 of them.
Okay. So you've got 280 power bars between about you might want to bring more of them. More power bars.
Okay, maybe Summit can FedEx some over to us, because I didn't really see any shops here that would have anything like that.
Yeah, that might maybe Nepal might not be the place to start stocking up on stuff.
Well, Ricky says we're going to be fine. Like I said,
I mean, you realize how many people die trying this?
Yeah, Ricky said that some people die because they didn't hire him.
Well, I guess next week is going to be very interesting.
Oh, man, I can tell by the tone of your voice that you don't think we're going to do this.
Well, I'm taken aback a little bit. You're saying that you get it now, that you went and you, like, got back in touch with what was important about music.
Yeah.
And then now, but then you followed up by just doing a stunt. And a dangerous stunt.
Well, you're going to eat your words when you talk to me next week. And I'm the most famous guy in the world. In the most famous band in the world. You creep.
Okay, well, next week should be very exciting. I'm definitely looking forward to this interview, and I'm hoping you're okay.
Oh, I'll be okay. I'll have Rupert's office get in touch with you later in the week to set it up, okay?
Please do.
All right, I'll talk to you this same time next week, you schmuck. Well, you're going to eat your words.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Please be safe, in all seriousness.
Don't worry about me.
Don't worry about it. So you're,
don't worry about all of us.
You're rejecting my offer of being safe.
We're going to be fine.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait to get up that hill.
It's more than a hill. It's a mountain.
I know. It looks pretty tall. But,
yeah.
You know, like I said, those sit-ups have done their job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I really hope you're okay.
I'm going to be fine. It's you I'm worried about, eating all that crow.
Well, we'll see how that goes when we'll cross that bridge when we hopefully get to it.
Okay, dummy. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right.
Best of luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. Corey Harris. Corey Harris is going for it. Mother 13 and about 90-something other people are going to climb Mount Everest. Wow. And perform a concert at the top of Mount Everest. With all those guests, that's just nuts. Travis Barker. Travis Barker, Buddy Guy. How old is Buddy Guy? Is Buddy Guy going to climb Mount Everest? All of the polyphonic spree? This is not... I can only pray for those people. FMU, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, hey. I actually went to Ithaca College a long time ago.
Yeah?
And, you know, it's sad to say, but that VIC station is sort of like the lame second radio station for the people who aren't in the TV program.
Really?
It's for the people who, you know, not to be elitist or anything, but, you know, it's for the people who kind of, you know, don't fit in there.
Oh, so you're saying that Justin and Brian don't fit in.
I went to the website, actually, because, you know, whenever, you know, somebody knocks the, you know, the bombers.
Yeah.
You know, you want to just make sure that, you know.
The what?
That was the their mascot at the College Bombers.
I have no idea what their mascot was. A bomber?
Yeah, it was like a World War II kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so I went to the website, and they're the only two guys who won't put their pictures on.
Okay.
So I think that might say something. But if you want to call the station on the air right now, I have the phone number.
But if I call it, I'm not going to get the...
You're not going to get them, but you might find out what these two guys are all about.
I want Justin and Brian.
They don't put their last name... They're like the two guys who won't put their last names down. I don't know if they're doing a lot of racy material. They don't want, you know.
I want these guys to bow before me and then apologize and change the name of their show.
But I wouldn't get too upset. I mean, this is... You know, you're talking... This is the station that just goes to... You know, the other station goes to, like, the whole town. This goes to, like, just, like, half the dorms.
So this is not a threat, you're saying?
It's barely a radio station.
All right. Fair enough. You know what?
What's that?
They still need to bow before me.
No, I hear that.
They still need to bow before me. Justin and Brian need to admit that they are biting the kid stylie.
All right. Well, you know, either I'm not gonna donate this year just because of that.
You speak. Are you? So you vouch for Justin and Brian, huh?
No, I'm just the opposite.
You can't have a foot in both camps, Chief. Can't have a foot in both camps.
Yeah, no, I'm in your camp.
Okay.
Actually, I've never given money to the college, so
all right.
It's not that big a deal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you filling us in.
No problem.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Who's this?
It's Larry.
Larry.
How are you?
Larry the perv.
Yeah. But, you know, I just call myself Larry now for you.
All right.
How you doing?
I'm all right. What can I do for you tonight, Larry?
I have this one idea, but then another idea popped in my head. How about we play the Nice and Not So Nice game, man?
The Nice... What game?
Nice and Not So Nice.
The Nice...
Or Not So Nice.
Or Not So Nice.
Game.
How do you play that game?
Well, see, I tell you a couple of celebrities, and you say if you think they're nice, but they're not so nice.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, we keep going with that, and people get to say your opinions.
All right. I'll play a little bit of Nice or Not So Nice. Here on WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org.
That's right.
All right. Let's play Nice or Not So Nice with Larry.
Okay, Scarlett Johansson.
Nice.
Yeah. Michael Rappaport.
Yeah, not so nice.
Yeah. Maggie Gyllenhaal there.
Nice.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nice.
Jamie Foxx.
And not so nice.
Really, he's my favorite actor.
Really?
Yeah, I liked Ray.
You liked Ray a lot, okay.
And any given Sunday, because I like football.
You like, okay. Yeah. You liked him as Willie Beamer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Denzel Washington.
Nice.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, is just as a celebrity or as a pretty lady?
Your call, Tom.
As a celebrity, not so nice. As a pretty lady, nice.
What's your problem with her as a celebrity?
It doesn't excite me.
Yeah, okay. Ashton Kutcher.
Not so nice.
Agreed. Hey. Demi Moore there.
Since she's associated with him, not so nice, even though she's a pretty lady.
Pretty lady there. Yeah, she's nice. Well, you know, pretty lady wife.
Yes.
Rob Pickle.
Who?
Never mind. Richie Cunningham, what's his real name? Ron Howard.
Nice.
Yeah. What about Fonzie?
Fonzie or Henry Winkler?
Henry Winkler, yeah.
Nice.
Well, I would like to say, Tom, sorry to get off topic, but I like your new MySpace picture there.
Oh, why, thank you.
Yeah, with the Girls Gone Wild bus.
Yes, it's a picture of me in front of the Girls Gone Wild bus. People can check it out. Go to myspace.com/Sharpling, SCHARPLING.
Is there some kind of backstory to that? Or?
Well, I was working for the last 3 weekends as the driver of the bus.
Get out of here.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Any radio-appropriate stories you could say?
Oh, I wish I could. I signed a little bit of a no-talk clause, a little contract.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. That's no problem. You're still. How about Tony Roberts?
Who?
Never mind. Tara Patrick.
Who's that?
She's a featured actress.
A featured actress.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are some more? Keep going with some other names.
Jenna Jameson.
Okay. Now you're just doing porn people.
Yeah.
This is dirty talk. I don't do dirty talk on the show, Larry.
Sorry about that, Tom.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
No problem, Tom.
The game went well up to a point, though.
What happened?
The game went well up to a point.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Larry. You stayed on the air more than 30 seconds.
Yeah, see, I can contribute. Maybe eventually we'll get our way up to Larry's debate corner.
Maybe we'll get to Larry's debate corner. At this rate, let's pencil that in for the show that we're going to probably do in the year 2350.
If
you keep moving at that rate.
How about
a step forward? Step forward is a step forward. It's not a step backwards. Well done.
not falling behind, not, you know, getting ahead.
Exactly.
The meaty part of the curve there, Tom.
There you go, buddy. Yeah. Bye. Larry. Somehow, they all remember MC Steinberg? Couldn't stand him. Remember? Drove me up the wall. Hung up on him every week. Now he's a cornerstone franchise player. MC Steinberg's like Ben Wallace. Speaking of which, I need some basketball updates. I need updates on the basketball game. Oh, I'm going to go to NBA.com. I don't want to see bad news. Kid almost skipped tonight's show. Go to the basketball game. I was going to go to the basketball game. Let's see. Give me some news. Give the kid some news. Oh, Nets go up 3-2. That's what I wanted to hear. Nets fever? Who's got Nets fever? I got Nets fever. Pacers at Nets. What was the score? What's the score? There we go. That's right. 92-86. Jersey coming through. You hear that? New Jersey's on the big stage. Ooh, what's going on with the ooh, Chicago-Miami, tied at 57. Can't talk basketball anymore. Nobody wants... I can't think of anything less fascinating than me talking about basketball. Not even talking about basketball. Me checking scores. What happened to the chat? Where did everybody go? It's like an exodus from the chat. Did Larry do that? Did Larry drive everyone from the chat? The chat was thriving. There were like 101 people in that chat. There it is. There we go. Sometimes the chat, you check on it and there's nobody in the chat. FMU, you're on the air.
I just wanted to talk to Michael. I'm sorry.
Oh, is this Larry again?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank him.
You want to thank Mike?
Yeah.
Associate producer Mike?
Yeah, I'm of course thanking you, Tom. I thanked you already. Thank you very much. And then I want to thank Michael.
Michael, you want to pick up? Maybe Larry and Mike have a side deal going. I don't know if I'm crazy about that. Better not hear Larry on the show with Justin and Brian. They better hear Larry better. Hey, yeah, Dad, Justin and Brian. Hey,
Justin and Brian here on the best show every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Let's go to the phones right now on the Vic. You're on the air. Hey, Justin and Brian, I figure we play a game called Nice, Not So Nice. You want to play the game? Yeah, sure, let's play the game. Okay, yeah, there, Scarlett Johansson. Hey, what do you think about that one, Brian?
Stealing. Stealing. the best show on Ithaca Radio. For shame. Back to school, guys. Don't you guys have finals to worry about? Get me the dean of Ithaca College on the phone. I want to straighten this out. I want this to be a blemish on their permanent records. Well, well, well. It is 10:13 right now on the best show on WFMU. You know what that means? I think that means it's time for us to figure out some of these theme song contest winners. Very soon it is. I need a little time to think, though. I'm going to play a couple records so I can get my thoughts together. There's a hot reissue here by this band, the Cosmopolitans, band from the early 80s. It's called Wild Moose Party. It's got their stuff finally on CD. On the Dionysus label. Dionysus label. Their hit was a song called How to Keep Your Husband Happy here on WFMU. Oh, by the way, it features WFMU's own Evan Funk Davies. You know how he got the nickname when you hear the drumming on this. Evan Funk Davies was the drummer for the Cosmopolitans. So show some respect. Evan Funk Davies, Cosmopolitans. Let's check it out. I'm thinking, so hard to figure out a winner. Who's going to win the contest? Let's listen to Cohen the Knockouts while I figure that out.
It's Cohen the Knockouts live at WFMU.
So hard to pick a winner. A winner has been decided upon. That was... I know I used the word hot on this show. But how else are you going to describe the new record by the Little Killers? A real good one. It's more than a real good one. It's a real great one. Their new album is nothing short of stellar. We heard Don't Leave Me. On the Gern Blanson label. Somebody on the chat there saying they're ripping off Greg Cartwright. Yeah, remember when Greg Cartwright invented rock? Yeah, remember that moment when there was no rock? Greg Cartwright is somebody who is a genius in my mind, one of my heroes. But I don't think he's exactly taking credit for inventing rock music. Little Killers have been at it a long time. That's a good band, guys. Get on board. From the Cherry Blossom Clinic Sessions, the Volume 2, the CD put out by Terry T., the host of the Cherry Blossom Clinic, the CD you could have gotten during the marathon back in 2005, featuring live artists who appeared on her program. We heard Cohen the Knockouts, Wasted All Those Tears. Great stuff from them. Can't get that CD anymore, people. That's why you pledge during the marathon. You get those prizes. The Bell Rays, new album. It's called Have a Little Faith. We heard Maniac Blues from that one. It's on the Cheap Lullaby label. And starting us off, the Cosmopolitans. Wild Moose Party is the name of the compilation. Putting all of their rare recordings into one place now, easily available. Featuring Evan Funk Davies, holding down the backbeat on that. How to Keep Your Husband Happy. And it is 10:30 now on the... Best show on WFMU. Half hour to go. Theme song contest. It's over. I have decided on a winner. Oop, let's go to the phones. FMU, you're on the air.
Tom, it's Tony. Yes. From the Theme Weavers Limited Liability Corp in San Fran. How's it going?
Well, it's going all right.
Heard that through the scene vine you wanted us to put in a call. Heard there was a little commotion over the late innings electioneering.
It's called dignity, guys. The Bay Area scene could show a little austerity.
Well, I will say the people who did email on our behalf are four of the certified biggest best show fanatics on the whole West Coast. They listen every week. They listen to all of the theme song entries, and
they magically decided on the one recorded by their friends.
Well, you know, either you know we figured a little. Push. We submitted our theme early on in the going, so
That's true.
We just didn't want to not be remembered.
Didn't want to get lost in the shuffle.
And yeah, exactly. And we didn't think that, you know, it's your decision, and the best show is a meritocracy. We either have the best theme or we don't. And, you know, we figured a little ruckus on the email wasn't going to really hurt our cause one way or the other.
Fair enough. These are the things. You're saying the right things.
So that's all, and I'm just going to leave you with this. May the best theme win.
You're saying the right things, and I want you to be on the phone to hear the best theme. Are you ready for this?
Let me have it.
Are you ready? Now that I have the would you call yourself the ringleader of... Theme Weavers?
I composed the song. The best theme for the best show.
Well, then you're going to be happy to hear the winner of the theme contest. Let's pop this up. Make sure you hear this. Are you ready, Tony?
Is it the Volcano Suns one?
You liked that one, didn't you?
For best adapted screenplay.
Check this out. The winner.
Get off my bone. Get off my bone. Get off my bone. Get off my bone. Get off my bone.
That's the winner. That's not the winner. Get off my bone.
Ah.
Oh, no, I didn't say get off my... See, well, he took the bait. He thought I was saying get off my phone to him. I wasn't saying get off my phone to Tony. That's not the winner.
Get off my phone.
Sounds like I came up with that entry. Was that me? Actually, is everybody seated? Everybody ready for the winner? The contest? The winner of the theme contest is...
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
Hey, how'd that happen? Asia record getting mixed in there. Not happy about that. In all seriousness, guys, there have been so many great entries in the theme contest. So many people putting so much time into in taking this contest very seriously. I truly do appreciate it. The listeners to this show are so much more talented than I. I'm blown away by how talented the listeners are. Taken aback. Humbled. And I appreciate everybody who entered a song into the contest. Everybody. And I mean that sincerely. And that is why it is my pleasure. It was a hard thing to come up with. Hard to make the choice. But you know, there kind of only can be one winner. Let's take a listen to the best show on WFMU theme song.
You're leaving now. It's in your eyes.
What? Asia? How'd that get in there? All right. In all seriousness, without further ado, here is the winner to the theme contest.
Damn Chaplin.
They got me. I was ready to give them the prize. Okay, enough's enough. This is how I'm approaching this, in all seriousness. Now all the jokes are out the window. Mike, can you come in here for a second? Mike helped me come to a realization. Now, what did you say, Mike, about the listenership, about the best?
I said you should pick the best themes for the best show.
And sometimes there isn't only one best, is there? Like the logo contest. Right?
That's true.
We had three winners in the logo contest.
There were some that were so good you just couldn't deny.
Exactly, and I can't deny on this one. So we're going to lay out these contests. There's going to be a few winners. Because when you're the best, you're the best. I can't turn down something. I don't have enough here every week to turn down something that's so good.
So how many winners do you have?
19.
19.
There's 19 winners.
No, that's almost half of them.
There's 19 winners. No, the winners. This is how we're going to do it. Now, for example, Mike, picture you tune in on a Tuesday evening. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the show starts with something that would set the mood for Tom. Something that would set the mood nicely for him to get his head in the game. Something like this.
Radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Mark. Well, I am Buddy Swales, governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, governor of partying.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Collier from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy!
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yeah.
They have ring bologna at the Wawa I go to.
What?
I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinaki.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash your trash.
This is Eric. I'm calling from Duke.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man. Right.
Tent don't stand with that tent pole. This is a tent pole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What?
This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, Tommy. How you doing?
Hey, it's Captain Jack.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Fafer.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name's Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Lewis. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
So that starts us off, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. You could tell he put a lot of work into that.
So much work. That sets the table. But that's not it. Then thinking. I can't find it. Ooh, I'm going to have to go to my email. See if I find it in the email. Then, I want to rotate out some of those, some songs. I want to rotate, that after that, which sets the table, then you very well might hear this. Once now we're familiar, there's going to be fun to be had. Now we need to hear some rock music. So you might hear a song like this. Holy, come on. Like this. Mm-hmm. So you might hear that song, get things rolling, right? Right? You might hear that song. Nice.
Sets the mood.
Sets the mood, exactly. Now we hear, we know there's going to be fun. Now we got the tempo set. Or we might hear this song. Want to rotate out a few of these to get the thing started. You might hear this one. This would get it started nicely. You might hear that one. Oh. Not going to hear it twice. So now we have an... Oh, let's say, just to remind people, we have an opening theme. It's a little sound clip thing done by Chris L. Then the next song you might hear is going to be... There are one of one, two, three songs you might hear. Which would be the John Junk song, which we heard. Or the DT song, which the John Junk song we heard first, or the DT Volcano Sun song we just heard. Or, perhaps, this one, which slipped in just at the last second. You'd hear one of these three songs to get the show started. Why don't you cue? Slow. It adds to the suspense, though, doesn't it? So one of those three songs. So then, that was by Mr. and Mrs. Paycheck. So now we go play some rock records, which I do every week, right? Play a few rock records. Then it's time for the show to begin, right? I got to tell you, the show's been beginning like this for a long time. I'm sick of that! I'm so tired of it. So what if the show began like this? What do you think about that?
Very nice. Can't complain about any of these choices, Tom.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you not complaining. or at least keeping your complaints to yourself. You'll be on the bus after this, complaining to anyone who will listen. I can't believe he...
Muttering to myself.
Exactly. Just talking to anybody as if they understand... They have any idea what you're talking about. Now, life is a series of bookends, right?
That's true.
So, if you're going to... So, we have an intro, right?
Yeah.
I want something to sign off. I want to sign off with something that makes a... It sends a message. And nothing stirred me more than this song, which actually is like the anthem. If these are theme songs that will be used to help the show each and every week, but there is only one anthem. And here it is. Every week, and the show.
The radios of battlefields, in the fight for the good fight, Tuesday night. And the enemy turns the FMs out to the right, or the satellite. Good guys win, bad guys die.
That's how we do it. Now, the best show on WFMU. You know what we have now? There's a flow to the program. These will help me. I'm weak. I need inspiration. I need help. I need the juice from these songs, not to quote... what happened to that guy, by the way?
I don't know. He's lost without David Lee.
Juice. Got juice. I think he got juiced.
You know, Tom, with that County Mountie entry?
Yes. That was County Mountie, by the way.
You will leave people smiling every week.
Mm-hmm.
People will leave this show smiling. And instead of like a bad Captain Jack phone call, we'll have this, and people will leave smiling.
Exactly. The show doesn't end on some of the crummy notes that it ends on sometimes, where it's like, you know, the show will be going great. 2.5 hours in, we're getting 2 hours, 45 minutes, good stuff. Then, hey, let's go to the phones. And then it's just this pack comes out just trying to just submarine all of the good stuff that has been built before it.
It's a real shame when that happens.
Hey, man! What's up, man? Hey, man! Or that guy, throw me a bone. Like, I don't need that stuff. Then the show is guaranteed to end on a triumphant note. Thank you, Mike. That's why you got the promotion that you got.
Thank you, Tom.
And all of the benefits that go with it. A few minutes left. Let's take phone calls, reactions to the 19 winners that I announced tonight. 201-209-9368. Congratulations again to all the entries. Everybody, I appreciate them so much. The show is going to be beautiful now with all this music. Start off with a little Chris L. Alternate between DT, John Junk, or Mr. and Mrs. Paycheck. Play some records. Gonna set the table's been set now. It's almost like the music that will it's almost like me walking into the reception area for the first time in his life. Like when people just get married and they come in to the ballroom full of relatives. You hear little theme weavers. Do the show. Make sure we end on a triumphant note. County Mountie, good guys win. Send everybody home with a smile. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, this is DJ.
Hey.
Hey, I love the winners. They, especially County Mountie, absolutely amazing.
I love it. Thank you.
My heart just pounds hearing that song.
It makes you want to punch people, doesn't it?
Some people, yeah.
Makes
like
you
bad
want,
guys.
Bad guys. Makes you want bad guys to die. I agree. Thank you, young man.
No problem.
FMU, you're on the air.
Tommy!
Hey, it's Officer Tom.
Yes, sir, it is.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I loved it.
You love it?
I love them all. They're great.
They are great.
It almost makes me sad that I didn't enter.
Well, there's always the next contest.
Of course. You know what it is? I felt I didn't have much to bring to the table as far as anything like that, so I figured let's see where it goes.
Well, you did the right thing. You got out of the way.
Exactly. Mr. and Mrs. Paycheck, 5 out of 5 bullets.
That's heavy duty.
It is.
That is heavy duty. I don't know how they did. The last minute, they squeaked in.
You know, and when you started playing the John Junk one, I knew it was him.
You knew, you recognized it.
He has his own style.
He does. He's a very talented young man.
Him and the boys out there in California.
That's right. All right, I got to get a couple more calls. We got 1 second left on the show. Thanks, buddy.
Bye, Tom.
Bye-bye. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's DT.
Hey, DT, congratulations on being one of the theme songs.
Best adapted screenplay.
You are best adapted screenplay, yes.
All right. Well, thanks, man.
You did it, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
You take care. All right. And just like that, another 3 hours has come and gone. Who knows where the time goes? Maybe that's how I'll end every show, with an a cappella version of Who Knows Where the Time Goes by Fairport Convention. But the time has gone, and the best show will be back next week. Going to be very exciting. Let's see what happens to Corey Harris. Hopefully we will get a report from his him and his band, along with Buddy Guy, Clarence Clemens, Travis Barker, Art from Everclear, and the entire Polyphonic Spree are going to climb Mount Everest and perform a concert this Friday. So let's, we will pick that up next week. But in the meantime, I want to tell you it's WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. Best show on WFMU is over. Stay tuned for Bill. And thanks again, seriously, from the bottom of my heart to everybody who entered. I appreciate it so much. Stay tuned. Here comes Bill.